Russians are voting in a presidential election today. President Vladimir Putin is expected to easily win another 4 years in power. There's been some speculation that Putin's huge lead over his challengers might cause some voters to stay away from the polls, but early indications point to a strong turnout. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
The government has been running TV ads all week urging Russians to vote. In some places, cinema tickets and cut-rate groceries were being given out to woo people to the polls. Independent election monitors say some state workers and soldiers have been coerced to vote. Most of the voters in this Moscow precinct said they needed no coaxing to come out, however. And like most, 40-year-old Lyudmila was voting for Putin out of a yearning for stability. I don't see any alternative to Putin today, even though he has his minuses, Lyudmila said. I can't say that I'm that much better off than I was, but at least the stores are full of goods. Russia's state TV media has relentlessly promoted Putin by detailing his every move over the last year. International observers have criticized the slavish coverage. And Putin's five opponents say the media bias makes the election unfair. Irina Hakamada is a Western-style liberal. She's the only woman on the ballot. Hakamada blasts Putin's refusal to debate. The five challengers have debated repeatedly on state TV, with Putin the only no-show. Hakamada says if the president was a real democratic president, he'd engage in democratic procedures. Hakamada said in refusing to debate, Putin was acting like a czar who viewed his subjects as inferior. But neither Hakamada nor any of the other four also-rans are expected to get more than single-digit support. And despite the use of state resources to promote Putin, there is no question that he's genuinely popular. Putin has given little indication of his priorities during his second term in office. Today, after casting his ballot, he engaged in platitudes with reporters. In our country, the rulers and the people have always been divided, so it takes years to develop a sense of participation, Putin said as he again urged voters to come to the polls. Putin's popularity lies in his carefully honed image as a competent professional. Russia's growing economy has also helped to reinforce Putin's appeal. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.